Hey, it's Mike Cooch with Leverage FM, where entrepreneurs go to find leverage to create more freedom, more money, and more impact. Let's get into this episode.
Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, it's Mike Cooch with Leverage.com out on a hike. This is the second official episode of Hike with Mike. Hiking is my favorite form of exercise. Talking entrepreneurship is my favorite thing to do. Why not put them together? So this is the second official episode. This episode, I want to talk about freedom. Freedom and how you build a business that gives you more freedom. Freedom is the number one word that entrepreneurs use to describe why it is they became an entrepreneur in the first place. It's the number one word that people who want to be entrepreneurs say that that's why they want to be an entrepreneur, is because they want freedom. Freedom is it's an interesting thing, because defining it really is completely individual, right? That's what freedom is. For some people, that means I don't ever want to have to work again. I want to be able to sit on a beach and drink fruity cocktails. For others, that just means I want to be able to call my own shots in terms of how much income I make, where I work, when I work, who I work with, where I live, how much I can travel. But that's the cool thing about freedom, is you get to define it. So the question is then, how do you create more freedom? And that has been an obsession of mine, my entire career really, but it's a newly energized obsession, I guess, because of this whole pandemic. And it's really hurt me to see how many people are really, you know, not free at all. I mean, if their employer is not able to give them a paycheck that, you know, week, they're in trouble, big trouble. You know, the kind of trouble where their lives can be on the line, or their ability to feed their family, or, you know, having to make difficult decisions. And, you know, growing up in the wealthiest country in the world and seeing what a percentage of our population is experiencing that is alarming to me. And, so I have a newfound obsession with it. And, this particular episode, I wanted to focus in on one word to help get people more freedom, to help you build a business that gives you more freedom. And yes, it is about building a business. In today's world, I still don't think that there's any better way to experience freedom than to have a privately owned business, to be able to control the way that you make money as much as possible, to as great a degree as possible. That's freedom. We live in a capitalist world. We like it or not, money talks, money matters. It gives you power, it gives you influence. And power, not necessarily in a negative term, power in your ability to make decisions about yourself and your life and all those factors that we just mentioned earlier. So money is a real issue in today's world. And to ignore that is to bury your head in the sand. And again, I think a privately owned business is still the number one way to achieve that control over your money, how you make money. But the reality is that not all businesses are equally as good at creating freedom, right? So if you start a business like a restaurant, then it's very unlikely that you're going to achieve the kind of freedom that we just described. You know, location, time, things like that. Restaurant business is not exactly good at giving you freedom for those things. Versus, let's say you were to start a software as a service business that runs 100% online, and your customers pay you recurring revenue every month. Much higher degree of freedom. Much higher degree of wealth creation in the process of building that business. So, finding businesses that give you more freedom, give you a better chance of freedom, or working on your existing business to shape it in a way to give you more freedom is a deliberate process, should be a deliberate process, right? Of really being conscious of, okay, what are the things that are going to give me more freedom and which things aren't? And I like to boil this down to a handful of principles. You know, one of the entrepreneurs I admire most in the way that he's run his company is Jeff Bezos. One of the reasons why is he's able to boil running Amazon down to really a handful of principles that he just keeps his entire team focused on for eternity, right? How can we have lower prices? How can we have more speed in getting the product to the customer? How can we have more options? So when people come to the store, they find what they want so they don't have to go anywhere else. Those are our principles, really foundational things at his business that he and his team could just drive forward for eternity and continue to make Amazon more and more valuable. As an entrepreneur, I like to have those handful of principles for my business that can keep me focused. It's so easy to get distracted. And I've been distracted before, definitely not perfect at this. And doing my best to make sure that I don't get distracted again comes down to trying to follow some of these principles. So the principle I want to talk about today is friction. Friction is the word I use for it. How do I remove friction in every way possible from my business? And the way that I'm going to define friction, that it can be kind of universally applied here, is what is adding time or cost or effort for you to be able to ultimately collect your money. Okay, if you say that your business is ultimately about getting the customer, collecting the money, right? And friction is whatever stands in the way of that. Some businesses have a much higher degree of friction than others based on just the, you know, just the foundation of their business model, right? So what can you do to either choose a business that has less friction or to improve your current business by removing friction wherever you possibly can? Let me get specific on a few ideas here that are pretty applicable for just about any business. So one is operational friction, right? Where right now do you have things in your business, operational aspects of your business, that take away from your ability to get that money and also take away from your freedom? So again, however you define freedom, but if your freedom is location, time, things like that, what is it that creates friction that adds to those things and prevents your freedom? So an obvious example is if your sales process requires you to meet with customers in person, okay? That's something that I eliminated from my business at the very first opportunity because I realize it's such a massive point of friction that removes so much freedom from my life. If I have to meet with a customer in person to do the transaction, then there's driving time, there's missed appointments, there's finding that the prospect is completely unqualified after doing those things. All those things add time, cost, all that stuff to my world, right? That's friction I don't need. You may say, Mike, I can't remove that friction from my business. And I would say, you're wrong. There is no business out there that has not been able to remove that friction. It's a matter of what trade-offs are you willing to make? And are there trade-offs? Yes. Did I lose deals in my business because I didn't have an in-person sales process? Of course. But did I experience more freedom because that wasn't a requirement? Absolutely. Okay, so that's one major example of friction. The other major point of friction to point out is how do you reach your customers in general, right? How do you communicate to them? Does that require you to be near them, again, local, or are you taking advantage of the internet to be able to reach your customer anywhere around the world? And are you building a business that's a core aspect of your business, that your business is open 24/7 to people around the world because it's a model that's built on the internet versus built on bricks and mortar, and or just very, very locally focused, right? I work with a lot of agencies who focus on a particular city with their agency still. Well, you've created a massive amount of friction in terms of your opportunity to grow and generate more freedom because you have limited the possibilities in terms of the number of customers at your business by a huge degree, just by saying you only work in a given city. So you are creating a massive amount of friction that is working against your ability to achieve freedom, versus if you have a business that could take customers from anywhere, now you've just opened up the possibilities tremendously. So where can you remove friction in your business? Where can you take advantage of automation? Where can you take advantage of shifting your business model in a way that, yes, has trade-offs, but gives you more freedom and less friction? What can you do to expand the way that you market and sell so that the number of potential customers opens up into a much, much, much wider opportunity versus doing something that's more narrow? These are all examples of friction. And if you are trying to build a business that gives you more freedom personally, find every possibility to remove that friction from your business, or get into a business that just inherently does not have as much friction to it. Those are the biggest opportunities in today's world. All right. I hope this helps you. I hope you've enjoyed another episode of Hike with Mike. We'll see you on the next one. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Mike Cooch with Leverage FM. I really appreciate you tuning in. Always appreciate your time and attention. And if you're liking the podcast, I'd love it if you'd head over to Instagram and join our community there. We're at Get Leverage. That's GETLVRG. Instagram is where it's at. Love using it to grow our business and connect with people and build a community. And would love to have you as a part of it. Again, it's Instagram and it's GETLVRG. We'll see you over there.